to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of the Asylum Podcast, the most prolific podcast in the world. And as always, I am your humble host, Joaquin Figueroa. And before we get on to today's topic, I just wanted to let you know that my good friend Justin Rambo over at the Versatile Success is running an awesome program, the Lost and Found program. It helps you unlock your true potential, unlock your superpower, and really figure out what your strengths are and how you can lean into them moving forward. I personally have taken this course and it has helped me tremendously with figuring out my strengths and my weaknesses and leaning into my strengths. And trust me, you do not want to let this up. All right. So if you head over to the Versatile Success, website and enroll today and you put in the coupon code ASYLUM, you will get $200 off just for being a listener on this podcast. So we appreciate you and we love you and we want the best for you. And there is no other way than getting you signed up for the Versatile Success Lost and Found program. So today's episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that quite honestly is something that's been very important to me. And, you know, growing up, I personally was, you know, I grew up in a loving family. I grew up in a house where, you know, I've always felt love. However, I don't know if it's like a cultural thing or whatnot, one thing that really set the foundation for my personal self-esteem, like my overall self-esteem growing up, which was not high at all. I grew up, I grew up not sure of myself, very unconfident because I was a chunkier kid and then, you know, got heavier as I got older. And I felt like, you know, I used to get made fun of a lot. And that really did set the foundation for my personal self-esteem. So it's been very, very important to me not to throw that onto my children. And I try my very best to not pass down any generational issues or any generational stigmas that could, you know, hinder them in the long run. Personally, for me, it was always being overweight, right? I got made fun of for being chunkier. Obviously, you know, that happens. You know, your siblings are pretty rough on you for something like that. You find something to pick on each other. I was raised by, you know, young parents, so they had their occasional comments, you know, and it wasn't until like pretty recently that when I started like my personal development journey and looking into why certain things are the way that they are, did I realize that all of this really stemmed from my childhood and how I perceived myself was really the way that I, at a very early age, right? Like something set that there for me. And I wouldn't think that I'm overweight unless I was told so. And that's not me ragging on my parents because quite honestly, that's, or my family, quite honestly, I mean that kids are going to be kids and my parents, you know, they did their best. And, you know, I think it's very like, I'm not sure any other, cultural backgrounds, but in my family, or, you know, as far as I know a lot of Puerto Ricans who joke, about, you know, their kids being overweight and they'll tell them little jokes and it's never a big deal. It's never with any malice. However, a child doesn't know that. And when you joke about your kid's weight, when you say certain things, to your child and they can't really fathom it. They don't know that you're joking. they really take everything that you say to heart because you are their world. You're their entire world. You are all that they know. So when you say something, it is truth. And, you know, it's so important that us as parents, we don't put our stuff onto the future generations, because what we say to our children now follows them into the rest of their lives. And not only that, but it goes even further than that. It'll follow their children. You know, they'll do the same things to their children because they didn't really see anything wrong. And if there's no correction there, you're just passing it along from generation to generation. Now, I'm not going to get into the way that my family was raised or like my parents were raised. But now that I know that, and I think back at you know, their upbringing and the stories that I've heard, I can't hold that against them, right? And that's a saying that I tell myself all the time. Like, my parents couldn't teach me what they didn't know. But now I should know better than to put that same stigma or lay that same foundation for my children moving forward. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect by any means. You know, I I'm a father of three. I get frustrated, it's not always easy, as you know. So I try to respond in the best way. I try very hard. Doesn't always come off that way. And sometimes my frustrations get the best of me. However, with me acknowledging that maybe this should not be the way that I should respond, I try to correct certain things. So for example, if I blow up and I yell at my son, first of all, my kids know that I love them. I hug them. I kiss them every day. I tell them that I love them regardless of if I'm mad or not. I tell them that I love them, and, you know, and I apologize to them because it doesn't matter how old they are. I apologize to my 4-year-old all the time. My 7-year-old, and I tell them, hey, I'm sorry that I yelled at you. And this is why I got so frustrated. Please, like, help me so that I don't get so frustrated. And I try to have a conversation with them because, you know, kids are much, much smarter than we give them credit for. And I just, the level of confidence that I lacked as a kid, it's just unfathomable to me now as an adult, thinking, why did I think that, right? I would never, I wouldn't know how to approach girls. I just wouldn't be able to. I'm thinking like, oh man, I'm so fat, and why would she like me? This other guy is so cool. And I would, you know, pick out, like in my head, I knew who was cool or not. And I would pick different things, like whether they were short because I was tall, or they were tall because I was shorter than them. I always found a way to put myself down and to raise that person up in my head. And it's always been in my head, and it never fails. Because even down the road, like when we were no longer in contact, I had some crushes, and, you know, they would tell me, oh, well, you know, we became, obviously the friendships lasted a long time, and they'll say, you know, well, you should have said something. I was, you know, like, I thought you were cute back then and all of that stuff. So, you know, it wasn't until I started really digging deep into why I am the way that I am, that I started chipping away at that confidence. I started chipping away at, why do I feel like this? Like, even with success, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, with my overall look and, you know, like women or anything like that. I'm engaged. But at the end of the day, that falls into everything else. Like, my relationship with money wasn't always great because I had one parent that was living, like her mindset, my mother, her mindset is in, it is like in despair mode. Like she's just like constantly trying to get, you know, thinking like, oh, it's in lack. Like her focus is on lack. Like we don't have enough. So I need to get from here. I need to get from there because we don't have enough money. Whereas on the other side, it was like, as the money comes in, the money goes. And that's actually pretty true for both sides. But so growing up, naturally, I was never taught financial responsibility. And now it's like these are like things that I really need to attack, as you know, as an adult, when it should have been something that we attack at a younger age. Now, again, they couldn't teach me anything that they didn't know, so I don't blame them. For a while I did, but I had to come to grips with, you know, that they couldn't teach me what they didn't know. So in my mind, I forgave them for not teaching me what they didn't know. And I decided to move forward. And now with my children, I try to pass that, you know, the things that I know and the things that I wish I knew, I try to pass that on to them. But the biggest thing is just like, do not like, don't make fun of your child or bring them down for a laugh amongst you and your friends, or just, you know, with you, because you feel like, oh, that's my kid, they know that I'm joking. They really don't. They may laugh, but deep down they look at that and they go like, man, oh, what's wrong with me? It gets embedded deep in their mind. And maybe they don't even realize that they're, you know, that they behave certain ways because of what was said. But you know, it gets dug into their subconscious, and then they just move in a certain direction. Now, I wanted to give a great story, because knowing this, since my daughter was younger, my eldest daughter, Alani, she's 7 now. She's going to be turning 8 later this year. And since she was born, she's been the person that she was the one that when she was born, she changed my life completely. I wrote a book for her, Little Bears Two Caves, pick that up on Amazon. And quite honestly, you know, I would tell her, like, I'd be doing her hair, since her mother and I split and everything, I was doing, you know, a lot of that stuff myself. And I would do her hair, you know, whenever I had her in the mirror, in the bathroom, you know, getting her ready. And I would have her repeat in the mirror, I am beautiful, I am strong, and I can do whatever I want. I'm paraphrasing. It was, I used to have it a lot longer, but, and every day I tell her, she's beautiful, I love you, you're amazing. Encouraging words. And recently, like within the last year, I remember I was at my mother's house with my daughter, and one of her friends were there and hadn't seen her in a while. And, you know, I dropped her off for a little bit, came back. And my mother's friend goes, do you know what your daughter told me? So what? I told her, you're beautiful. And she says, I know. And she says, you know, who told you that? My daddy. And I promise you that put the biggest smile on my face. Because I want my kids to have the confidence that I didn't have growing up. I didn't have any confidence. I had no real goals. I didn't really even think about what was going to happen, you know, within the next year, let alone 5-10 years down the road. And it wasn't until, you know, my daughter was born 1 month before I turned 30 that I decided I need to start figuring out who I am and what, you know, what I need to do with my life. And here we are. Here we are 7 years later. And I'm not going to say that it was an easy 7 years. And I'm still fighting every single day. you may notice that my episodes are sporadic, you know, because I have so many things on my plate, and I've been going through a lot of things in my mind, and I still struggle with weight till this day. You know, I lose weight and I have no problem. Like I know once I get in the mindset, I could drop it. But even when I drop it, what was the foundation for, you know, my insecurities as a kid, which is weight, being overweight, still follow me till this day. And even when I was at my thinnest, I got down to about 193, and it was like, if you look at the photos right now, you probably tell me I look too skinny, like way too skinny. I was like super lean, and I was still struggling. Like I was still fighting to lose weight. Because like if I couldn't eat anything because I was just scared of losing weight. And I think that even like right now with my weight gain this past, you know, year and a half or so was just because I had to, in my mind, I had to let go of being scared of gaining weight. Even though I do have like addictions to food and things like that, and sugar addictions. And, but that's all in my mind, you know? So I'm trying to reprogram my mind. And even like with this, I know I'm going to drop it. I think like right now I'm in the mindset that, right now, like I'm doing good. I'm eating healthy again, and and it's giving me energy, and it's like changing everything up. But not to stray from the point, like even till this day at 37 years old, am I trying to erase that foundation that was that kept me down for so long, that kept me in the same place, unhappy, unmotivated, you know? And it all starts from when you're a kid and what people say to you. And it wasn't just like my parents or anything. It's just like everybody. But we can't control what the world is going to say to you. We can only control, and we can only program in our kids' minds how to respond to that, what they should believe. Like somebody, you know, if someone gains weight, someone out there is going to be, for lack of a better term, an asshole, and tell them that they feel like they're too big, or, you know, they're not so smart, or whatever. Pick something. Somebody's going to tell them that. And it's our jobs as parents to not make that easy for them, but to lay a solid foundation for your kid to come back stronger. Take that, let it brush off of their shoulders, and move forward with a confidence, you know, a certain confidence that allows them to attack everything that comes their way and put their best foot forward, smile on their face, and tell them they're full of shit. Because quite frankly, they are. Those people are full of shit. Those people didn't have the proper foundation laid for them. So they lash out in different ways and they become bullies. No respect, zero respect. And we're not living that way. I refuse to live that way, you know, to let them win. So I don't want my kids to let people like that win, because sure enough, they're going to come across some bullies, you know, and it's my job to make sure that they are set up properly. And I teach them the things that I wish I knew when I was growing up. Because I didn't have that opportunity, they will. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I'm doing everything the right way. But hey, at least I'm acknowledging that it starts with me. And with me, we could start, you know, we could stop that generational curse that possibly plagued my families for years and years. Anger, you know, aggression, You know, the list goes on. I don't know what their struggles were, but chances are something happened that, you know, that laid the foundation for who they are and how they treat everyone else. And I'm pretty sure you can probably look back at your life and start tearing apart what, you know, what possibly laid the foundation for you to grow up in the way that you did and believe the things that you believed in. But guys, you know, if I leave you with anything, it's just like, give your kids the opportunity that you didn't have. And I'm not saying that you're not doing well, that you're not, you know, that you didn't have a great childhood. I'm not saying any of that, but whatever you feel was something that could have been different in your life to make you a little bit better, you have the opportunity. And it's not just like in the material things. I'm talking about in the mindset. It's your opportunity to give your kids a solid, solid mindset so that they don't have to grow up and start, you know, picking apart where their lives went wrong. And there's a lot of things that we can't control, but there are a lot of things that we can control. So, you know, let's start with that. If, you know, if you just acknowledge, just take a look at how you interact with your kids and what you tell them. And, you know, when there's a certain situation and you acted a specific way, something as simple as, you know, like, do you make your kids finish their plate when you serve them? I had to learn that. My fiance says, you know, serves them food. They eat, they say that they're not hungry anymore, or they're full, they're done. That's it. If they're still hungry down the road, we'll give them a little, you know, give them a snack or something, but they're done. And I don't know about you, but in Puerto Rican cultures, man, we give big, big portions. And I know damn well that when I was younger, I better finish what was on my plate, you know? And who knows, you know, that like that stretches your stomach, and then that teaches you to eat a lot. And then like that puts in something in your mind, like thinking, you know, for the rest of your life, I have to finish what's on that plate. And then we start, you know, finishing what's on our kids' plates because we don't want the food to go to waste. There's a lot of things that are just passed down from generation to generation that we don't even realize. So you know, just take note of the small things. And if you find something that could possibly like that just spark something in you to, you know, that goes, oh, well, maybe that's not the right way to go about it, correct it. Because acknowledging it in the moment would allow you to correct it, you know, the next time that happens. And our kids and our grandkids and their kids are all going to benefit from you taking notice and becoming aware. Now, that's all I really have for you. I just wanted to talk about that because the conversation came up numerous times, as of late, and I've been wanting to touch this topic for a little while, but yeah, it's so I just felt the need to do that today. So, and just as a reminder, there's no better way to lay a great, great foundation for your family than to dig deep in yourself, figure out what's up with you, figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are. So please, again, take advantage of the Lost and Found program by Justin Rambo and the Versatile Success. Again, if you put in the code, if you go to theversatilesuccess.com and you put in the coupon code asylum, ASYLUM. You get $200 off of that program, which is a steal. Because trust me when I tell you, it's worth it. It's worth knowing who you are, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, so that you can avoid your weaknesses, dig into your strengths, and make success just a little bit easier. Dig into that, all right? But guys, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, if people are calling you crazy, you're on the right path. Peace.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585. People are calling you crazy. You're on the right path. The Asylum Podcast. Welcome to the Asylum Podcast.